Welcome back to the Biohacking Beauty Podcast, where we dive deep into the science of healthy, youthful skin. I'm your host, Amitai Eshel, CEO of Yanggu Skincare, which this podcast is brought to you by. And I'm ready to guide you through the intersection of longevity research and skincare. Today, we have another bonus episode where we really dive deep into a specific topic that you guys have requested or that we feel is important. And today, I'm going to be talking about genomic instability because the last podcast I recorded, which was about NAD and its implication on skin health, a lot of people asked me to kind of explain more what happens when we get environmental damage to our DNA. And this is a complex issue, but we chose one of the major aspects of it, which is genomic instability, which is also a hallmark of aging. So it's a recognized fundamental staple of what aging is in every cell in our body. And in our skin, it is a very prominent one. So we're going to talk about genomic instability. What I would like you to do is to picture your body as an advanced machine, granted a more advanced machine than anything that we can create at the moment, at least. And genomic instability is like rust weakening its core functions. But don't worry, we're here to arm ourselves with knowledge and strategies to counteract these effects. So genomic instability, if we try to understand it a little bit, it refers to the small errors in our body's programming. Again, thinking of that machinery. And this causes DNA to mutate more rapidly due to factors like sun exposure, which I mentioned in the last episode, and environmental stressors, pollution, heavy metals, EMF. Recognizing these errors is akin to discovering the cheat codes to manage our skin's aging process. So we'll explore these cheat codes and how to use them to our advantage, turning challenges into opportunities for healthier skin. So let's talk about the intersection between genomic instability and skin aging. At its core, genomic instability accelerates aging at the cellular level, leading to visible signs like wrinkles and loss of elasticity. External factors, especially sun exposure, significantly contribute to DNA damage. So again, last episode, I mentioned that there is something called intrinsic aging, which is aging that is caused due to the way we treat our body from the inside, and extrinsic aging that is driven from the elements, from environmental aggressors. About 80% of the reason of the drivers of skin aging or the effect that drives skin aging is extrinsic aging. A little bit less than half of it, statistically, if you live in a city, is UV damage. A little bit over half is other factors. But as far as like genomic instability is concerned, it is mainly driven because of UV damage. So understanding this allows us to strategize effectively against the aging process, illuminating the path to maintaining a youthful skin as we age chronologically. So how do we protect our skin from the effects of genomic instability? Well, despite the challenge, that really scary challenge of getting our DNA zapped basically and mutate, we have several biohacking strategies at our disposal. So first and foremost is environmental protection, shielding your skin from UV rays and pollution. And actually something important is EMF is crucial. We do it. Yanggu's, again, is a skin biohacking company. We do it with BioShield SPF 40 that is designed to protect against all of those things that I mentioned. But you are also, obviously, you can also use, again, not expose your skin to UV rays when the sun is very strong, exposing the majority of your body, but not the face. These are things that definitely help. And that is also a part of it is being smart about when we expose our skin to the sun, what skin we expose, try to do it, you know, areas that are less exposed to other elements such as blue light, artificial blue light. So less our face, back of our hands, and more the torso, back, stomach, areas that are normally not exposed. Another great option is what we call genoprotectants. So ingredients like activated vitamin C, non-synthetic vitamin C, so not ascorbic acid, but THD ascorbate, magnesium ascorbyl phosphate, sodium ascorbyl phosphate, which is like its less expensive brother, and NAD precursors protect cells from that damage and from oxidative stress, which drives genomic instability. So at Yungoos, we recommend things like Youth Reset and Youth Daily that have these protective agents. Another option is activating and supporting DNA repair enzymes. So we need to supplement on NAD precursors. We can do it through an IV. We can do it through supplementation. This is for our body as a whole. As far as our skin is concerned, we want to use things that we've designed at Yungoos. We've designed what we call stacks, which are sirtuin activating compounds, which are, again, NAD nano precursors and enhanced resveratrol, so fermented resveratrol. This combination activates and supports enzymes that repair DNA damage, which equips your skin cells with the tools they need for self-repair. But it doesn't end there. For any repair process, we have to have autophagy working correctly in order to have that repair process happening well. So we want to boost autophagy. So enhancing autophagy or cellular cleaning supports skin health by removing damaged components, using components that are functional, and recycling components that are damaged. So one of the best ways to do it is fasting. You can also take fasting mimicking agents such as spermidine. And again, in Youth Daily and Youth Reset, the product that I mentioned before, we use Cell-VO spermidine complex, which is a key player in this process promoting autophagy and youthful skin. So let's recap what I said and look at it from a different angle. So yeah, lifestyle changes can significantly impact your fight against genomic instability. Alongside the things I mentioned before, it's important for me to mention that a balanced diet and a low inflammatory diet, hydration, and stress management complement skincare routines in supporting your skin's health, especially when we're talking about, again, genomic instability, which may seem like a formidable foe. It may seem like, you know, every move you make, you're going to encounter some environmental aggressor that zaps your DNA and causes it to your genome to become unstable. But with the right knowledge and tools, we can effectively combat its effects. So make sure you apply the things that we've discussed today on the podcast, and I'm sure you're going to see results. Again, this was a short episode. This is a bonus episode. If you would like us to cover a specific topic, I would encourage you to add this request in a review on Apple Podcasts, because that's where kind of we check them and make sure that we answer the questions that you would like. So that's all I have for today. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you here next time. Thank you, everyone.